Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Central Nagaland Tribes Council appeals Nagaland government to intervene against coercive census practices in Kohima. Nation observes Kargil Vijay Diwas honors fallen heroes. Prime Minister Modi says India is continuously scaling new heights, be it defense production, exports or political cooperation with friendly nations. And Minister Paiwang Ponyak reviews flood situation and public health preparedness in Mon district. Now the news in detail. The Central Nagaland Tribes Council, CNTC, has appealed to the Nagaland government to immediately intervene against alleged coercive census practices in Kohima. The council claimed that temporary residents are being pressured to undergo house listing and population census enumeration despite already being counted in the native villages or districts. In a representation to the Chief Secretary, the CNTC alleged that such practices violate the Census Act 1948 and infringe upon citizens' constitutional rights. It urged the government to issue clear directives prohibiting coercion during the census, ensure that enumeration is conducted strictly as per legal provisions, and prevent essential services such as ration cards and residential certificates from being linked to the place of census registration. The CNTC said prompt government intervention would uphold justice, equality and inter-tribal harmony in the state. Kargil Vijay Diwas was observed today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives in defense of the motherland. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The unparalleled valor, unwavering resolve and supreme patriotism of the soldiers exemplify the finest traditions of the Indian Armed Forces." Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it defense production, defense exports, or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, "Today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today."
कारगिल विजय दिवस है, ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है, ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है। कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था। उन्होंने माँ भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया। आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ।
Mr. Modi said India is continuously strengthening her technological capabilities. He highlighted the recent induction of INS Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy. The Prime Minister said every Indian is filled with pride following the successful launch of Vikram 1 last Sunday. Mr. Modi praised young innovators for displaying remarkable skill, passion and patience. Speaking about the Catch the Rain campaign, Prime Minister Modi said a special nationwide campaign has been underway since the 4th of July.
कैच द रेन का संदेश बहुत सीधा है, जब बारिश गिरे पानी को वहीं सहेजिए। इसलिए 4 जुलाई से देश भर में एक विशेष अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है। इसके तहत बारिश के पानी के संचयन, ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज, पुराने जल स्रोतों के पुनर्जीवन और वृक्षारोपण को नई गति दी जा रही। मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि गांव हो या शहर, पंचायतें हो या सामाजिक संस्थाएं, हर जगह लोगों ने बढ़ चढ़कर भागीदारी की है।
In his Mann Ki Baat address today, the Prime Minister said every Indian is cheering for the athletes participating in the Commonwealth Games, which began in Glasgow a few days ago. The Prime Minister also spoke about Science Olympiads, noting that a large number of students participate in these events.
इस महीने फिजिक्स, केमिस्ट्री, बायोलॉजी और मैथमेटिक्स के ओलंपियाड हुए। इन कॉम्पिटिशन्स में भारतीय दल का प्रदर्शन शानदार रहा। फिजिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे सभी 5 स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड मेडल जीते और भारत ने पहली रैंक हासिल की। पिछले एक दशक में हुए हर फिजिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे देश के स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड या सिल्वर मेडल जरूर जीता है। केमिस्ट्री ओलंपियाड में भी हमारे सभी स्टूडेंट्स ने गोल्ड मेडल जीता, यह अब तक की बेस्ट परफॉर्मेंस रही है। बायोलॉजी ओलंपियाड में भी हमारे सभी स्टूडेंट्स ने मेडल जीते, इनमें एक गोल्ड मेडल भी शामिल है। वहीं मैथमेटिक्स ओलंपियाड में हमारे स्टूडेंट्स ने 2 गोल्ड और 4 सिल्वर मेडल्स अपने नाम किए। मुझे देश की युवा शक्ति पर बहुत गर्व है। यह देखकर खुशी होती है कि भारत में ओलंपियाड्स और हैकेथॉन्स का कल्चर निरंतर बढ़ रहा है।
On the subject of plastic pollution, Mr. Modi expressed concern that waste from single-use plastic continues to harm nature for years. He stressed on the proper disposal of plastic. The nation will celebrate National Handloom Day on the 7th of August. The Prime Minister urged people to honor weavers by encouraging handloom crafts and further strengthen the spirit of being vocal for local. The Prime Minister also mentioned khadi, saying that khadi was very dear to Mahatma Gandhi.
सभी जानते हैं कि खादी महात्मा गांधी को बहुत प्रिय थी। बीते कुछ वर्षों में खादी काफी लोकप्रिय हुई है। पिछले 12 वर्षों में इसकी बिक्री 6 गुना बढ़ी है। बिक्री का यह आंकड़ा अब 8,000 करोड़ रुपए के करीब पहुंच चुका है। मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आने वाले त्योहार में खादी का कोई न कोई, हैंडलूम का कोई न कोई, हैंडीक्राफ्ट का कोई न कोई प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीदें।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल्स AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Paiwang Konyak, yesterday chaired a coordination meeting with the district administration, police and health officials at the district hospital Mon to review the flood situation and public health preparedness in the district. The minister highlighted the challenges in TZ town, including shortages of safe drinking water after local wells were contaminated by floodwaters, and urged health officials to remain vigilant against possible outbreaks of waterborne diseases. He handed over 3 lakh rupees to the chief medical officer for emergency medical preparedness and directed that hospital status reports be submitted every 6 hours. During the meeting, officials briefed the minister on the district's situation, noting that landslides had cut off roads, disrupted power and communication, and affected access to healthcare services in several areas. The Nagaland Flat Fenders Club, led by President T.J. Longkumar, visited Visema village yesterday to document and preserve the village's Second World War history and the legacy of the Battle of Kohima. During the visit, the team interacted with village elders, gathered historical accounts and inspected key wartime sites. Mr. Longkumar said that initiative aims to preserve Visayama's wartime heritage for future generations, noting that the village's strategic role during the 1944 Battle of Kohima, when it served as a Japanese military base before being devastated by Allied bombardment. And the second edition of Chumukedima District Football Association League cum Rokonicha Champions Trophy kicked off at Chumukedima Football Stadium yesterday. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyosho Yumchunger, as the special guest, said that talented players have the potential to progress and represent the state at the national and international levels. He urged the organizing committee and community leaders not to limit the tournament to the football season alone, but to continue training young players throughout the year and provide them with more opportunities and platforms to develop their skills. Mr. Yumchunger expressed confidence that with proper guidance and support, these youngsters would bring laurels to the state in the years to come. Altogether, 6 teams are participating in the tournament. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Central Nagaland Tribes Council appeals Nagaland government to intervene against coercive census practices in Kohima. Nation observes Kargil Vijay Diwas, honors fallen heroes. Prime Minister Modi says India is continuously scaling new heights, be it defense production, exports or political cooperation with friendly nations. And Minister Paiwang Konyak reviews flood situation and public health preparedness in Mon district. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.